Hi, my name is Selena, and welcome to the podcast Alive and Awake. Today's episode has a title, It is Time to Tell How We Feel. I was looking at my plants this morning while having my coffee. Some of them were greeting me with beautiful green, strong leaves. Some had pretty pink or red flowers to present. And I thought, how much love did I give these plants so that they give me such a beautiful and peaceful energy back? And I wondered, how much love and peace each of us has to send out into the world so that we can start seeing a decrease in the amount of pain and suffering that surrounds us. Do you know the song Don't Give Up, sang by Peter Gabriel once upon a time and then by many other performers? Here are some lyrics from the song. In this proud land, we grew up strong. We were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail. Moved on to another town, tried hard to settle down. For every job, so many men, no one needs. I heard this song again recently and it woke up in me thoughts and feelings about so many events that are happening in the world, as well as in our personal lives. It is not so popular to say out loud these days that things are not good. The world is in a very difficult position. People are consumed with fear and anger. Problems are overwhelming everyone. And in despite the unpopularity of being open and honest, it is so important to speak out the truth. Our view of the situations. Negativity is present. Challenges are surrounding us like a winter fog. The world is stuck. Things are not moving forward. Where is the action? Why aren't we progressing? It seems that things are just taking too long. I am thinking, what can be done so that we can start making some progress? Because it also seems that we have lost our goal. Past days made us cynical, hard, closed in a shell. But the only way for things to get better is to make a habit, the one that will the whole planet hold on to. The habit to shift our thoughts, to think about good and love rather than bad and hate. The habit to be kind rather than to be cruel. We need to see possibilities rather than what is holding us back. We are not just one individual. We have impact on everyone on this planet. It is about something bigger than ourselves, bigger than our lifetime. We can all be a little bit of a dreamer that can visualize a brighter future. And no, I am not an internal optimist who sees no wrong and never criticizes, who all the time trusts and has no doubts. I'm not like that. Because I'm not perfect. No one is. I, myself, have days where I catch the wave of being exhausted from all the problems that are in my life and in the life of the people around me, who then complains about the cruelty of my destiny and cries for help that at the end will not come. No, since all the help that we need is already within us. We are the ones who do the work. But when we are down, when we are low, when the whole world is seemingly against us, nobody wants to hear, pull yourself together, or you will not make it. We are still struggling with a component of self-compassion. We couldn't and wouldn't achieve anything if we do not have self-compassion. When we are in the bottom of the hole, feeling like there is no end to our trouble, first thing we need is to feel all the feels, to hug ourselves, literally, and say out loud, "You are tired. You are exhausted. You are not okay." The simple, yet the hardest part of the recovery of ourselves and then the world is to acknowledge that we are not fine. We will be. But now, right now, we are not. Surprisingly, not many people would support you then. Not many would understand. Because in our current closed and asleep society, people rarely want to truly open up, admit their feelings, and also deal with others who want to express themselves in a vulnerable way. That is still considered by many being weak, being loose-ended, being not capable for survival. And yet, that is the exact thing that will evolve our species further, opening our minds and our hearts, being conscious and honest. Those will be the characteristics that will save our population and our planet. However, deeply inside of me, despite the dark clouds that are clouding my judgment and mood these days, I do feel that we are in the revolutionary period. But do not forget that revolution starts from within. If we decide that we want to change for the better, that is our resolution and beginning of the revolution. I know that one day soon, you will wake up and you will be ready to start the change. The change you want to see in the world. You will start with it by initiating it within yourself. Maybe at first silently, keeping your decisions to yourself, praying that you can soon notice a shift among the people around you. Then you would smile and your soul would want to connect to all of them. Step by step, person by person, the whole world would change. Transformation is inevitable. You can feel that. So can I. We are one tiny movement away from opening our locked treasure boxes filled with all the wishes, dreams, potentials that we once knew are part of us, the same ones we wanted to bury because we lost faith in the humanity. But all can change. Humanity can remember how it would be nice to enjoy the nature that is thriving, to believe and to love to live. One person at a time towards the full metamorphosis, until we all can connect to the non-consciousness of the main organism, our planet Earth in the universe. For something beautiful to happen, we have to say goodbye to the pain that consumes our lives, to relive it, face it, and then let it go. We cannot grow a beautiful plant from the bad seed. Hence, we cannot expect to feel joy and contentment if deep down we are consumed by grief, anger, resentment, hopelessness. Even if it takes many trials to realize these things, one day, believe me, one day you will wake up and know that in order to take a deep breath, you need to let some things go. The healing starts right there and then. At the end of the day, there are not so many words that can describe the complexity of the process that we all are going through while adulting, maturing, going from one chapter of our lives to another. It is about feeling all of it, having strength and courage to listen to your inner wisdom and just do it. Keep going, survive, trust. Allow yourself to have faith like you have never had before. That after the darkest of the night, the most beautiful sunrise will follow. And you will be okay. Can science, religion, and spirituality work together to help us repair the damage that has already been done so we can save the lives of our grandchildren? I really hope so. After all, the inevitable truth is that we are all made from the same stardust, pulling the billions of years of universe's intelligence together. I want to trust that the brain regions and the neural circuits, which are very important in establishing beliefs and executing emotions, like frontal lobes, prefrontal cortex, amygdala, and hippocampus, as well as certain receptors like NDMA, will trigger new circuits in us, and we will start believing again in the good and in the big picture. Don't let your mind be constantly clouded by bad news and lies. There is a good in the world. And we can spread it. Until the next time, lots of blessings. Selena. Each episode of the podcast Alive and Awake can be read as a blog post, and it is available on aliveandawake.org. If you are in the mood of listening your favorite TV show instead of watching it, why don't you try listening The Color of Destiny, an audio drama mystery available on Headphone app. That's HEADFONE. Headphone. Disclaimer, this is not a paid ad. This is me promoting my audio drama that has been published on a Headphone app, and it's called The Color of Destiny. If you are in the mood of some mystery that you can listen and then imagine the scene by opening your imagination, then try out The Color of Destiny on headphone. Link for The Color of Destiny is available in the description box of today's episode.